are now listening to
Off the Rails. Hey everybody, welcome back to another glorious day with Off the Rails. I'm so glad to be back after being gone for so long. You two are here too.
Are we?
That's an introduction. Kieran,
did you just bark? No, never mind. It was a
ghost. Okay. All right. I'm here, joined with the great...
who are you? Yeah?
The great freaking Hank Hill, I guess. I told you, Bobby, to stop messing with the gasoline. Oh, man.
I thought it was a propane.
He did. He loves this propane.
Bobby, I told you the car takes diesel.
Anyways, that's Kieran. No one love him. And Hello. That's Gabe.
Hi.
Hi, Gabe.
Did you say no one loves him?
I said you all...
know and love him.
Yes. Not I didn't say no one loves him. Everyone loves him.
Not what
him.
I heard.
Well, I mean, you can take it whichever way you want.
Everyone.
Oh, I'm taking it a very specific way. Sam, you and I are mortal enemies now.
Okay. Well, you hate me?
Turn his mic off.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can just... Okay, there we go.
Now he's in quiet time. No, don't use my mic.
Games.
No.
Okay, now
get
see,
away.
I don't want to have to try to mute Gabe.
Hi.
So I'm going to just simply unmute
start crying.
You.
I win.
You win. You might have won the battle, but you didn't win the war. I will inform you. I am very good at winning this war. Do you
the
know
unmanned me? Drone over your house has another things to say about that.
The what?
The unmanned drone
no!
over your house.
Well, it doesn't look like a house anymore.
The no! unmanned drone over your crater seems to have his own opinion about that.
The unmanned drone over your the hole where your
over
house
the
was.
Hole over the pit.
Oh, dude, that what a way to start. Boy.
Over the charred earth where your house used to lay.
The unmanned house.
Oh, dude, a lot of stuff has happened this week, hasn't
mm-hmm.
it? With
yeah.
Monday being the whole eclipse thing, how'd that go for you guys?
I got raptured.
You got instantly?
Yep, instantly raptured.
I thought
How'd
it was so funny that people thought people they were going to get raptured
yeah.
during the eclipse, even though it had happened, like, recently.
Yeah.
In the large scale of things, the last total eclipse happened 7 years ago.
Yeah. And
that's not a long time.
And, like, I even went back to read the thing, to read that scripture, and, like, it says no one will know the hour. It's pretty blatantly obvious if it was to happen during the eclipse.
342.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Oh,
I reckon that January 22nd, 2028 will be an interesting day for everybody.
Well, okay.
4:46
huh?
For no particular reason. I just think people will have a fun time.
Do you think...
Somebody write that down. Somebody call this man on January... Which day? 28th?
January 22nd, 2028 will be an interesting day for somebody.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because it's someone's birthday, but, you know.
How many people were born January 22nd?
Probably a few. At least two people.
You're going to be spreading some widespread fear, Kieran. We're going to have to stop you right there.
I'm fear-mongering. I am ensuring my place in office.
He's creating a prophecy.
I'm making a prophecy.
It's quite upsetting, the job of a mongerer.
Yeah.
You're either a fear-mongerer or a fish-mongerer.
Fish.
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 I love my fish.
I love my fish.
I don't have any fish sound effects. I just
you know what that
no.
means.
Fish.
Fish.
Wait, no, I
fish.
Do have a...
He's going to eat
some
all cats. Fish.
That's a bad fish sound effect,
it
though.
It is. It counts, though. It counts.
It shouldn't.
Dolphins are just really big fish that breathe air.
Dolphins yeah. are not fish.
Yeah.
You can't tell me otherwise.
I can.
No.
They have lungs. Fish don't have lungs.
They got gills.
You have lungs. Are you a dolphin?
No.
Gabe, you have lungs. Are you a dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay, prove it.
I was raised by a pack of dolphins from
prove
age
it.
3
prove
to
it.
12.
Prove it.
I can speak fluent dolphin. They love me.
Speaking dolphin with an American accent.
We got Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy both up in the studio.
What did you make that sound? Splatoon sounds.
You gotta like get your.
Okay, hang on. I can actually do that.
That is nowhere
like
near.
It's close enough.
Ah.
You kind of get to do something between that and...
I have a really low-pitched voice, so it's kind of hard for me to get up that high.
I don't know. Pretty close. We're pretty close.
I sound like the squids from the Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, yeah, dude, I love that movie. That was an honest, underrated film.
It was good. I liked it.
Them, yeah.
Splendid movie.
Can we get a Penguins of Madagascar marathon going?
Absolutely. Maybe. Not.
Can we just stream it over audio?
I think we would take it off the air.
I don't think they can stop.
And I don't know how you're gonna stream, you know, a show over radio.
Well, you have to imagine.
We'll beam the spectrogram so that people have to. We'll just like using subliminal messaging. They'll see the movie as well.
If you have a TV screen in your car, we're going to acquire some form of coding.
We'll do something. We'll steal the TV quiz equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta.
I feel like we can make a way to make it work.
If we ask them really nicely.
Would you be so politely inclined to lend us your equipment
so that we can live stream Penguins of Madagascar to every car in the nation?
In the entirety of the U.S.
Tri-state area.
Including at the White House. Imagine like the middle of some important meeting. It just cuts and everyone's watching Penguins of Madagascar.
They have TVs in the White House.
I know, that's why.
That's the funny part.
That's what I'm getting at here, babe. It would be so funny.
Biden's in the middle of his fifth chocolate chip of the day. Penguins of Madagascar
fifth
comes on.
Of the day? Oh,
dude. Dude loves his chocolate chip. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Is it just a really big chocolate chip or is it a chocolate chip?
It's ice cream.
Don't touch that.
Yeah, you heard that too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was weird. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
You're a little statically charged. Right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Can you try licking the mic for me?
I am.
Why did you do? Why did you make the sound?
I don't know.
Why did you make a noise?
I don't know. To me. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Okay, anyways. How was your eclipse day, Kieran?
Very interesting. I was at my girlfriend's house with her mom, and we played Dark Side of the Moon while it went going. We didn't get the timing right. There was like a thing on TikTok a while ago saying, if you started the album at this exact time, you'll get to the actual totality right at the last line of the album. But we didn't do that. We just played the album and we just went with it. But it was cool and it was creepy. And then one of her neighbors was screaming the whole time.
Like, was screaming?
People started, shooting guns and, fireworks and stuff during the eclipse.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, it's a spectacle. You're gonna make some noise.
Yeah.
Well, they were, like, after 2 minutes, they got too restless when the, like, sun was gone. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I have to do something.
Yeah, the neighbor was doing a little bit of other stuff. Like, involving the fireworks were there. I don't think they went off, but...
Mm. Okay.
But all I know is that when totality hit, I just heard her neighbor go, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh! Oh!
Well, it's a spectacle. It's magnificent.
No, but it was not a scream of, like, awe. It was terror. She was horrified.
Well,
the world was
pretty
ending.
Terrifying. The moon is in front of the sun.
Yeah, and it looked cool.
It was so cool.
It did.
You know, that is a pretty cool idea. I never thought about fireworks during it.
Yeah, I mean, it lasts a minute, though, so it wouldn't really be, like...
You'd have to time it all really, really well. Yeah, it was, like, a solid 4 or 5 minutes of complete darkness. It went by fast, though.
Oh, yeah. It was cool, though.
And, you know, I got some good pictures.
Same. Yeah.
But I didn't.
I thought that I had one of the best pictures. And then one of my friends just texts me and the boys in the group chat a picture of his 100-time zoom in on the moon. And it was spectacular.
Did you see every detail of the moon?
Essentially, yeah.
Wow.
It was amazing, and I'm so upset that my picture was not up to par as his was.
You see, Mr. Easter just pulled up a camera stand, but I thought I saw a little piece of, like, white film on it, or yellow film in front of it, and I thought he just picked up, like, an old-timey lantern. And just started carrying it around the studio.
He's about to give us the best sleep of our lives.
Oh,
picked up a lantern, got the really floppy hat.
There's a fairy in that lantern that keeps it lit.
Ah, Tinkerbell?
Maybe.
I want an old-timey lantern. to. Yeah. No, what I want is one of those like little old candle holders.
I want a Minecraft torch.
You should have one.
They're not.
I want a Minecraft torch.
You don't have one already?
I did. I want a Minecraft torch.
Get another one.
Just want cube light stick on wall. Perfect.
All right, well, if we're going to move on to lighting, then we got to hit that sound effect.
I
love that sound. So, we're talking about lights now.
Lights. Lamps.
Lamps? I love lamps.
Moths love lamps.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Let's see it.
Okay, we're going to transition back to the eclipse, because Gabe just showed... It is a beautiful picture. Can I see that again so I can kind of try to describe it a bit? Okay, yeah. So, it's the eclipse...
But there's stars. The sky shows, is blue.
Yeah, you can
black.
Actually see the stars in that one.
You can see the horizon's orange hue.
With where we were,
yeah, it was like a 360 degree sunset, though.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't see the stars.
It was crazy. The as you like swung around, like I was sitting in my backyard and I had a house right behind me, but all other angles were like nice and orange, and the entire sky was like a dim blue. And as the sun came back out, I said Somebody came back out.
Good for them.
Yeah. It's crazy. No, as the sun came back,
you said some again.
I did?
Yeah.
Man.
You were...
My speech impediment is kicking in today.
It is kicking in hard, man.
Yeah, someone would know about that.
You would know about that. Okay. Right.
He gave me the dirtiest look.
All right. But the sun... You... Oh, my God.
Why can't I say it?
Game one!
As the sun came back out.
There we go.
There you go.
The sky turned like an orange and then a yellow. And then it turned back to blue.
Yellow.
It was like a... Yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow.
It was like a...
Yellow.
Why are you making fun? Just because I have a slight accent. Just a tiny, tiny, itty-bitty little accent. Doesn't
Your Arizonian mean... accent.
Yeehaw, partner. Y'all. Tumbleweed.
I
cactus.
Don't think any Arizonian has ever spoken like that.
I don't think I've ever...
It's when they make fun of, like, yeah. Spanish. They'll be like, y'all, tango, hombre, mi amigo. And they'll, like, have a horrible, horrible accent, and it's awful.
I like the idea of using... I think it's really funny to use different languages slang in an American accent.
Mm-hmm. Fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips?
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Brekkie?
Brekkie.
Fancy me a cig, mate.
Oi, mate.
Oi, mate.
Oi, mate.
I feel myself slipping into the accent already. It's
Yar,
like
me hearties.
Yar, me hearty.
Ahoy, mate.
Ahoy, matey.
Land ho. Tar she blows.
Tar? That's not what they say.
That's how they spell it, though.
Yeah.
He's speaking the direct translation of pirate.
Hombre.
Hungry? Or brother?
Hombre.
Amigo.
Is this what we're doing?
Donde esta la biblioteca?
Where is the library?
Hola.
Pitbull, is that you? I love the... He waved while he did it.
The
wave. He was like smiling.
While he did that, you waved to give me a smirk. Holla.
If you can't tell, I did take Spanish in third grade.
How many Spanishes did you take?
Just the one in third grade.
I just do Duolingo and I call it a day, honestly.
Uh-huh.
You're never going to pass
you good with
actual
that?
Spanish.
I'm pretty good at it.
I tried to do Italian on Duolingo for a little bit. I know kind of how to order in a cafe, but I don't know how to pay for it.
Yeah. It's fun to do it in American accent when it's just me. Or when something that I do with my family around is I'll say my lessons out loud, but I'll say it horribly. I'll pronounce it terribly. For example, mi llamo es Juan.
Your name is Juan?
I'll just say it like it's spelled, and I just don't take accents into the question.
Well, Spanish
and does
is a phonetic language.
Does it count it?
Oh, it doesn't. I'm not doing any of the audio lessons out loud.
Oh.
I only do the text lessons out loud because it's funny. What's another one that I do? Mi abuelo es inteligente.
Your grandpa is intelligent?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All I know is Un Café con Zucchero.
I don't know what that last
one probably
was.
Just butchered one coffee with sugar.
It's Azucar.
Azucar.
Azucar?
Azucar.
You said Zucco, like the character.
No, Zucchero.
You said
no. Zucchero. I did not say Zucco.
That is not Spanish.
That's zucchini.
No,
what
it's that's Italian.
Oh. We're speaking the same language, but with a
no,
little different.
It's a little
Italian is very
little,
similar.
They are very similar. I did figure that out.
Same with Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. You know that cafe. You know that cafe is bar in Italian.
Wow.
It's
bar.
It's also coffee.
Bar. Not in Italian.
That's Spanish.
In Spanish.
Yeah.
Cafe is coffee.
Yes.
Then why?
Your mochila is your backpack.
My.
In Spanish.
Chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Dude, chinchillas are cute.
Those are fun little creatures.
They're like little puffballs.
I went to PetSmart and I saw a chinchilla.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pet it?
No.
No? Why not?
There was no one there to let me pet the chinchilla.
Oh.
Open up his case yourself.
So it was just you and the PetSmart? Hold on, we're going to move on to this one.
Yeah, so a while ago, it was during, it was on Easter.
Easter
me,
Sunday?
My girlfriend, and my sister went to PetSmart. We were going to go to Target just to look around, but it was closed. So we went to PetSmart because it was open. And we looked at cats and birds and chinchillas. They didn't have dogs, but we looked at cats, birds, and chinchillas. And it reminded me of this when we were, when I was 12, my sister was 11. One of our friends had two chinchillas as pets. And we were leaving their house one day. And my sister got to hold the chinchilla to say goodbye to it. And the chinchilla straight up just arms behind the head, hip thrust, and peed on her. Like projectile. It was like...
He was not
chinchilla
happy.
Was upset.
He was...
It's a defense mechanism for chinchillas.
They do that?
They do that. They
kinda
pee
like,
on people.
Kind of like frogs. Frogs do that too.
Yeah, frogs like, do even do that.
If you ever just like pick up a frog or a toad, they'll either scream at you or they'll pee on you.
Yeah.
And it's very funny when they scream at you.
Oh, my, like
frog screams are so funny.
They think...
Because they're just like...
They just...
Okay.
Like they think they're so all terrifying, right. But they're just...
They're just little guys.
How have they survived for this long in life?
Dude, I
you could
have
ask
no
the same
idea.
Thing about a chihuahua.
Okay, but think about a chihuahua.
Well, chihuahuas are selectively bred, and they're always domesticated.
Yeah. Frogs?
There are no wild chihuahuas.
There are several wild frogs,
what was the one movie? There was one. It was like, it wasn't Dog Hotel, but it was something. And it was just a bunch of chihuahuas, and they were in Mexico, and then one of them ended up being like a weird king.
I don't remember that one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have it on
DVD
somewhere.
But
it's
probably in the Air Bud universe.
Maybe.
Is there an Air Bud universe?
Dude, you have no idea how many Air Bud movies there are.
Several. I know that one.
Dude, there's like 20-something. It was the MCU before the MCU.
Chihuahua.
Hang on. I'm going to Google how many Air Bud movies are there.
We got our peak research team over here looking through.
I know of the following.
All
the
of
Brave
everything.
Little Toaster to the Rescue. Clifford's Big Movie. Beverly Hills Chihuahuas. That was the movie.
That's the one you were talking about?
Beverly Hills.
I was about to say, it might have been Beverly Hills something. But I
okay.
didn't know.
It always has me covered.
All right.
It was a 2008 film.
There's a few of them. Okay.
How many?
So... Air Bud. Air Bud Gold. Air Bud Golden Receiver. Air Bud World Pup. hold on. The text is really small. Air Bud 7th Inning Fetch. Air Bud Spikes Back. Air Buddies. Snow Buddies. Space Buddies. Santa Buddies. Spooky Buddies. Treasure Buddies. Super Buddies. And then there are a few more that are in the same universe that have just... That aren't, like, Air Bud titles.
I didn't know that the Air Bud universe was this vast. Oh,
no,
my.
He's played every sport, been to space and back at least twice.
Been to space?
Yeah.
What?
So there's 14 officially, like, Air Bud movies in that universe. But there are a few more, like Beverly Hills Chihuahuas. It's the same universe.
There were three Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies.
Mm-hmm.
There were three of them? I thought
yeah, there were three of them.
And they were all rated underneath 5 stars on IMDb.
Yep.
The first movie is 3.9.
Wow.
And if you've ever, if you've watched the movie Strays that came out recently.
Oh.
That's the, like the.
It's the R-rated talking animals movie, yes. It's, and it's.
Isn't it like stop motion?
No.
It looks stop
motion. No, it's live action.
It's all, what?
Yeah, much like Air Bud. They just, like, digitally edit the dog's mouths moving.
Oh.
Bark, bark.
Hence the reason that it is my personal headcanon that the movie Strays takes place in the same universe as Air Bud.
Man.
But just downtown.
Okay.
Just a little further south than the rest of the Air Bud movies. Yeah. With Jamie Foxx and Will Ferrell.
Oh, never mind. It's the wrong one. It's the wrong one I was thinking of.
Yeah, what were you thinking of?
What's it called?
It was the one.
Dog Island.
Dog Island. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was what I was thinking because I thought it was stop motion.
No, it's a good one, but it's not the one that I was referring to. I love talking animal movies. Have you seen the Grumpy Cat movie?
Dude, have you seen Marmaduke?
Yeah. Have you seen Grumpy Cat? Have you seen Grumpy Cat Saves Christmas?
I have not.
It's so good. It's so funny. It's so stupid, but I love it.
Dude, I love stupid movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I would like to, unfortunately, remind everyone, Grumpy Cat is dead.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to remind me. I was having a good day. Where's the boo?
Give me the boo. I want it twice. I want him booed twice.
We can boo him twice. Give me a moment.
Thank
I got to find it first.
Personally, I like just sitting in my room and watching Bob Ross nonstop for my entire life. He's on repeat every 11 seasons. We start back the beginning. Bob Ross over and over again.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't think we got a boo sound effect.
Your boos make me stronger.
Boo. It just makes me upset now because I can't boo you.
We can boo him in synchro.
Like, I'm just... Now you've upset me. You have upset me greatly, Kieran.
Denied.
You're muted. Get muted.
He's in timeout now.
You're in timeout for this moment for making me sad.
Humanity.
We will bring him back once we are a little less upset.
Just gonna shout to get Gabe's mic.
Okay, then I'll just turn your mic back on so you don't have to yell.
Exactly.
You should just turn him down low.
Yeah, I could just turn down everybody's mics really low.
And then I could scream.
We could have a moment of silence. Can we have a moment of silence for Grumpy Cat?
I don't think that sounds
Grumpy
too...
Cat died 7 years ago.
We can still memorialize Grumpy Cat.
It was 7 years ago.
It's been a minute, dude. Grumpy Cat died when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
I'd be grumpy, too, if I was dead.
Dang it, Gabe.
Hello. You said my name?
Yeah, I said, dang it, Gabe.
You rang. How can I help you?
You're muted. I can't...
Turned me off.
Yes.
You goober.
I turned you back on.
We love turning people off.
We
love muting mics.
It's so fun.
It is. It's so easy.
You just push the button and suddenly you can't talk.
It's so great.
See, you don't touch the sliders though. The sliders are the fun bit.
Yeah.
No. We can turn people down really low. So
we can also, if you're fast enough, you can give them a vibrato.
Oh, you're right. I could.
Can you wiggle my mic?
I don't think I'm gonna.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
I'm gonna just. Keep you the way you are.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So
it's keeping me complacent.
Why are you the way you are?
That's a really good question. That
I can't remember if I was dropped on my head as a kid.
I know I flew myself into a drawer.
We should have kept
I can
you
explain
in
that.
That.
I've jumped off of playgrounds.
Let me get into that one. Kira, you jumped off of playgrounds?
Yeah.
Kieran, listen to him. He got himself stuck in a
you
drawer.
You got first.
Okay. So when I was younger, I really liked superhero movies. I still do. I still love superhero movies. But I thought I was Superman. So what I would do is I would climb up my brother's bunk bed, go all the way to the top bunk, yell, "I'm Superman," and jump off right into the drawer that's directly across from the bunk bed and wonder why it hurt. I was... Yeah, that's...
We're getting a silent applause.
It's not. Don't clap at that. That's
outside
horrendous.
He did it too. We're okay. Our in studio, outside of studio audience is
did the same
us.
Thing.
I was a fool. I thought I was stronger than I truly was. So, Kieran.
Oh yeah. When I was younger, they had a. I lived in Terre Haute, and there was a.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There's more than one place in Indiana.
I know, right? It's possible. I didn't think it was. I didn't think it could be done. Anyways, there was a place that we went to. I can't remember exactly what it was called. I think it was. It started with a D, but it was a park, and it had two playgrounds. It had a kids' playground and it had a big kids' playground. Now the big kids' playground was big, like huge.
Like we're talking like.
I'm talking like if it was a, it could be considered a small water park if it was wet.
Ooh.
It was a large playground.
That's cool. Okay.
Like even today, when I look at pictures of it, I'm like, dang, how did we get the budget for that? And it was at least at any given time, 10 feet off the ground at the lowest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, being the little daredevil 5-year-old that I was, thought this could be fun. And because of all of the like shredded tire flooring that was on the ground, I was like, I will bounce.
Ooh.
I will bounce.
I am man made of rubber.
I am rubber man. The floor is also made of rubber. Therefore, I will bounce. So I jumped from one of the higher points of the playground, and it hurt my legs, but I have yet to break a bone. I jumped off of that playground, hit the ground, and I went, ow. And then I went back up and did it again.
Wow.
I also, at that exact same playground, used to take Power Rangers McDonald's toys and just throw them.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
I used to take Power Ranger toys and throw them.
Yeah, is what I did.
I threw them.
Do you regret it now?
Absolutely not. It was funny.
Oh. It was.
What if you had those Power Ranger toys right now?
I would tell them that I feel nothing for them but hatred.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, I also, at that exact same playground, so I was really obsessed with Spy Kids, the movie.
I get you. Yeah.
And my sister and I were both just absolutely huge fans of the movie, so much so that we would beg our parents to get us Spy Kids toys for like birthdays and Christmas. So at that time, by the time that we had started going to that park, I had a ton of spy gear, just like kids spy gear toys that I would just keep on me at all time.
Bro was an entire spy as a kid.
Yeah, like, I was
completely kidding.
I fully believed I was Juni Rodriguez from, I think that was his name, right?
Yeah, that was, yes. Yeah.
Juni. I fully believed that. But then my sister was Carmen, and we went to people on the playground and we told them that in full confidence, we were the kids from Spy Kids.
You know what you should have been telling them?
Hmm.
You should have been telling them to listen to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Shameless plugging. Absolutely horrendous.
Well, it's top of the hour. I got to do it.
Yeah, Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety and absolute blasphemy.
Not blasphemy.
How much
blasphemy? We keep blasphemy. That one on the down low.
Sometimes blasphemy.
It's just being funny. When you're here.
Exactly.
We're just being funny. On Off the Rails, that is this show, if you are just now tuning in. But it's also a podcast. Listen to us on Audioboom or Spotify or anywhere. If you manage to get this podcast on, like, a third-party website, I don't know how you did it.
But good for you.
Can
good
you pirate job. Our you podcast?
Found it.
You probably if, could, but I'm not going to tell people how, because we need
my podcast on
we
CDs.
Need the listeners. I love.
We need the 2 cents a year from Spotify.
Listen,
do we make money from Spotify?
I have no idea. Spotify doesn't pay well.
It does. Their way of paying is weird.
Their monetization system is really
You know that Weird Al Yankovic got 250 million plays last year, and he made $12.
I love money.
After tax or before tax?
Before.
Wow.
$12.
That's like at least
250 million streams, and he made $12.
That's like 8.5.
Well, you
got to
take in consideration that his music is also being played on air, albums being sold.
Meaning that it should be getting money.
It should be.
Well, he's making money from other ways.
He makes more money off of his music videos on YouTube than he does the actual music on Spotify.
Well, the music videos are really funny.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
Like, whenever I'm bored, I just cue one up, get some popcorn, just sit down.
He made more money from Amish Paradise like last month than he did an entire year from every single song he has on Spotify.
Wow.
Do you know that me and him went to elementary school together?
You're lying to me. Prove it. Picture.
See, I have this picture of me and Weird Al as kids.
If, no, I swear.
Don't.
He's going to show me a picture of a gorilla.
we'll go back in time.
He's just going to pull up a picture of a mop and be like, yep, here's Weird Al. Got yeah, this back picture. In the third grade. We were top of the class, sat in the back corner, goofing around.
Yeah, here's a photo of me and Weird Al Yankovic in college.
Is that a cat?
Maybe.
Why is it so round?
No, his name is Weird Al.
That's weird. That's
actually, no,
cat.
this is a cat that chills outside Dairy Queen. It's a black and white cat, for any listeners. I work at Dairy Queen, if you didn't know. And there's a cat that likes to hang out in the yard right in front of the drive-thru window.
Gabe.
And
it's me and Weird Al.
And I have named this cat Largo.
And that is not Weird Al, Gabe.
That
let
is
me
Weird
see
Al.
Weird Al. Let me see him.
That is not Weird Al Yankovic.
Gabe just showed me a picture of two children who I do not believe either of which is him.
Actually, the one on the wait, which lefty righty righty right?
Well, you're
the one on the right. You should not have short hair. Anyways,
I know that's
the
why
guy
I my hair
at the
out.
Left. Gabe just showed us a photo of him and what I assume to be a much younger child.
A
yeah.
much younger Weird Al Yankovic.
We were actually the exact same age.
Yeah. He just showed me a picture of a young Asian child that did not look like Weird Al Yankovic.
No, that's Weird Al. What are you talking about? The hair, the dark sunglasses, the tracksuit. I don't.
You mean his? You
it's,
mean
it's
his
just
bowl
a jacket?
Cut?
Yeah, the bowl cut.
Weird Al Yankovic with a bowl cut is not an image that I want to see.
Oh, I'm already.
Oh
seeing
God!
It.
Could you imagine Weird Al with like the ramen noodle haircut that every high schooler has now?
Can we call him and ask him to do that for us?
Can we call Weird Al Yankovic and ask him to do
Gabe,
that?
You went to elementary school with him. You should have his number.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't have his number. We fell out of touch.
You
best I have is his Instagram.
Well, you can use that.
DM him on Instagram. Ask him to get the ramen cut.
Get him. Follow me back.
See if he can get the bowl cut first.
See if you can get Weird Al Yankovic to follow you back on Instagram.
If we can get Weird Al Yankovic to get a bowl cut and look like he's wearing a helmet.
Weird Al.
That's step one. Step two is to see if we can get him to have that broccoli hairstyle.
Yeah. God, the broccoli style is so bad.
His second post on
I can't
Instagram
believe we allowed people to wear their hair like that.
I can't believe we allowed people to have bowl cuts.
That's
no one's, I don't
we
know.
We should have just shaved everyone bald.
Yeah, we
yeah.
No,
18th
no.
century. We need to cut everyone's hair. Nobody
is
allowed to grow.
Let me present to you a new.
In solidarity with Harambe, everyone must go bald in 2016.
We must know.
Wow.
Listen.
The memorial.
Here's what needs to happen.
Did
everybody,
you say hairs?
I said here's.
No, you didn't.
Hair is what's.
You said
to
hairs. Here's what.
Okay.
The judge has hit.
Who
his
has
bailiff?
A speech impediment now, Samuel?
Okay.
Welcome
anyways.
To the club.
So. Here's what everybody needs to do. It's a new and upcoming trend, and I feel like everyone can benefit from. It is the reverse mohawk.
It's called robbery.
No.
That one's a bad idea. Don't encourage that one.
So here's
the
what,
reverse mohawk is unhinged.
Let me explain it to you listeners.
Perman, you should show
about
us an example.
What the reverse mohawk is. So imagine a mohawk, like your standard normal mohawk.
But then 21? Imagine it inside out.
Whoa, mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, basically, easiest way to say it, shave the middle of your head.
A landing strip.
Yep.
It's exactly
God,
what it
the
is.
The landing strip.
I actually
it's
painted
exactly.
mine with glow-in-the-dark paint, so it glows at night.
Call that the putting me. Green.
Pearman, we're going to do that to you.
To me?
Yep.
No.
In back of the studio.
I'm already getting a haircut today, so.
Well, too bad. You're about to miss
cringe.
The middle of your
I'm
hair.
I'm
going
to see if I can get the reverse mohawk.
I'm
going to
get therapy
style.
Today. Do not get the reverse mohawk. You know what you should do, Sam?
What?
You know what you should do? You should get the artificial headphone dent.
Oh, no.
Artificial?
Here's what, the artificial headphone dent. You leave the front and the back, but then you just put a strip through the middle of your head, starting at your left ear and to get the right ear.
I feel really bad for the kids who actually have headphone dents.
No. Oh, it's even then, headphone dents are like...
They shouldn't last that long.
There was a kid in my school. I'm not going to say his name, but he walked up to me and I'm like, oh my goodness, you took off your headphones and there is the biggest dent I've ever seen.
Like,
most of the time it's just a dent in the hair.
Yeah.
If they have puffy hair.
He had a buzz cut and it was a physical dent in his head and I was so worried.
That's not even from wearing your headphones too long. It's from wearing them too tight.
Yeah, that's
too tight, but he had like worn those for 2 years at least.
The moment your skull turns malleable is the moment that I think you should probably stop wearing your headphones so tight on your head.
We need toddlers to wear headphones. We need like
absolutely
babies with the soft heads to wear headphones.
Please do not press headphones into your baby's soft temples. Do not do that.
Press them in.
Don't do that. Gabe,
gently set them on their head.
Gabe,
let them grow with
them. Stop talking.
If your small children are getting headphones, make sure that the plastic part of the headphone, the arch of the headphones is on the back of their head and not on top of their head.
And now they're going to have a soft spot on the back of their head instead.
And make sure.
Would you rather have a dent on your head or on your neck?
Gabe, the soft spot doesn't move. It stays where it's soft. That's the point of the soft spot.
Yeah.
Herman, your entire head is a soft spot.
Okay. Don't do pottery with your toddler's malleable skull.
That's a PSA, but a rather unique PSA.
I mean, it's true. Don't do that.
Don't use excessive strength on your child's head before
Don't
the age of 3.
Don't use excessive force on anything, especially children.
Unique PSA. Do not put jelly in your electrical outlet.
Unless it's hungry.
No.
Oddly specific PSA. I do not swim in the ocean at night on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Vaguely threatening PSA. I'm at your door. Don't open. Don't look outside.
Okay, Gabe. We're going to... wait, what's that?
No, oddly specific PSA. If your name is Steven, I am at your door. Don't open it.
What? Okay. We're going to stop with the oddly specific.
I do that
like
to
I
my
said.
Friend Trevor. I'll text him and I'll be like, don't look outside because I'm here. And I'll just sit outside his door until he opens it.
I like that idea of just sitting outside and just texting someone, don't open the door.
Do not adjust your thermostat to 4.
Do not adjust your thermostat. Your father is lurking.
He's watching the thermostat. Don't do it. Don't touch
it. He's watching. Dude, I swear, my dad can just, like, detect when a thermostat changes.
No, he smells it.
There's a change in the air. I could be, like, a little too warm, and then I'll just turn it down, like, 2 notches. And then my dad's like, oh, messed with the thermostat. Garrett.
You'll just hear, like, boss music start playing. Just...
through the walls.
Mm.
You'll just hear a really muted...
heavenly choir trumpets start blasting as my dad thunders down the stairs.
He just rolls down the stairs.
No, my dad will thunder down the stairs if the thermostat has changed.
He'll just... I should probably adjust this just a tad bit.
Who dare touch the thermostat?
Just walking down the stairs, it's like...
Who dare reduce the temperature of my domain?
You turn my burning kingdom into a frozen wasteland. I will bring pain and torment to you and everyone in this household.
My dad treats a 2-degree difference like a deep freeze.
It's freezing in here. What did you do?
It's so
cold. My girlfriend gets cold really easy, but I'm me being born and raised in very cold climates. I'm just like, how? See, how are you that cold all the time?
I was born in Arizona, and I was sitting outside in some sweatpants and a t-shirt, and my dad was like bundled up. I was working on my car, changing my spark plugs.
Excuse me, you were bundled up in Arizona?
Yeah, I was. I wore like hoodies.
Does
jeans
it snow
every
in Arizona,
day.
Gabe?
Only up north in higher elevations.
Has your tires melted in Arizona?
No, but
have
they
you
did
fried
dry
an
rot.
Egg in Arizona?
Yes,
on the ground.
Have you?
No.
Have you cooked a pizza in your car?
I've seen people who have, but I haven't done it myself.
I saw some dude in Australia who was frying an egg on just a metal table. Like, he just set it down on the table, cracked it, and it started frying because of how hot it was. And he's like, so as you can see right here, this table is, it's all metal, all metal, it's all metal, it's all metal.
You gotta wear the oven mitts.
Yeah, you gotta wear oven mitts while frying on your table.
While we were
moving. Metal gets hot, dude.
Oh, well, who'd have guessed? Who'd have thunk?
You don't think.
This is, okay, if you're cooking, Make sure that your utensils that you use to, like, stir and whatnot are made of wood and not of glass or metal because it will hurt.
Yeah, well, it will.
Oh, no. Glass transfers heat faster than metal.
Yeah, but use rubber grips.
Yeah,
use rubber grips.
If you've got metal with rubber, then you'll be fine.
Use asbestos. Do not.
Do not. What?
Asbestos?
Asbestos stirring stick.
All right, back to air purifier? Are we going back to the PSAs? All right.
I used my super chilled mercury to stir my...
I just used fiberglass, dude.
Don't use fiberglass in your food.
Yummy fiber.
Carbon fiber.
Microplastics.
Microplastics. I'm eating macroplastics. Over that Optimus Prime.
Give me your Optimus Prime minifigure.
Oh, that'd be a terrible joke to pull. Just like walk up to some kid playing with Transformers. Hey, can I see that a moment?
just
oh, that was an awful swallow.
Cherry flavored.
See, instead of like throwing away my like plastic silverware when I'm done, I just start eating that one too.
Yeah, exactly. Just take a little bite out of it.
Same with paper plates. I mean,
you want to know something really funny?
Yeah.
One time when I was in fourth grade, we had these like little loose leaf tickets that we got that we could exchange for prizes.
Just start eating other kids' tickets?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I got really hungry one day because lunch was taking a while, like a little longer. I think that there was like something going on in the hallways. Kids couldn't get out to the classrooms.
Right.
And I was really hungry. So you know what I did? I was like, I can sacrifice a couple points. And so I ate some of my tickets. I ate the paper tickets.
That's what you gotta do.
I
could have eaten any other kind of paper.
Kieran Joseph Sandulo, American citizen.
Your middle name is
Joseph?
Have
eaten a full sheet of paper.
How many times in your life?
Once.
I had some rookie numbers there, bud. I ate lined paper.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I did.
Well, fellas.
I thought they were points.
Boys.
They were, but I basically got the equivalent of a full sheet.
Hi, Bear Man.
Fellas.
Fellas.
I have an announcement.
Uh-oh.
I have eaten paper.
No, we have reached the end of our time. We are finished here. Off the Rails is done for the day. We'll be back next week, 8:30 to 9:15. Kieran, thank you for joining me today on this fine, magnificent morning.
No problem.
Hello. Thank you for coming back again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to all you great listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you are listening
to the show.
The show every Monday at what time?
9:15
to 10.
All right,
9:15 to 10.
I got 8 seconds. I gotta go. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
We didn't get the plug.